Welcome to the Love Frequency, where we love frequently. My name is Ange, the Love Freak. And today, it is Friday. And you know what that means for the Love Frequency, right? That means it is our I Love Money segment. And we are all about making sure that our finances are right and that we're minding our finances and are at least having more awareness and or more conscientious about our money and attracting money and being spending it wisely, budgeting it, all of that stuff, right? Now, I can admit, you know, I need a lot more education when it comes to it because, like a lot of people out here, I wasn't taught that growing up. I wasn't really taught, you know, the fundamentals of financial literacy. And we live in a society where it is consumer-based. You know, you have your entrepreneurs, of course, the ones that build the businesses, and they're the ones who get the money from the people. But the majority of the people are all about consuming, buying stuff, getting stuff. And I have nothing against that. I have nothing against consumerism for the simple fact that I like his stuff. I like to have things. You know, that's why we want to be on that's why we want abundance, right? We want abundance so we can have what we want, when we want it, however we want it, and to enjoy it. But not to be attached to those things, but just to enjoy those things, right? That's why I want to travel. I want to go all kind of places and just do all kind of things. I have the freedom to do so. But in order to get there, we must have the financial knowledge, the financial education in order to get to that point. So before we get to that point, we don't want to spend it all before we're at that point. And we want to put first things first. We want to make sure that we at least have a foundation and we're not spending all our money and living paycheck to paycheck or any of that, right? We want to have that solid foundation. And we are in the time right now. Today is actually Black Friday. If you know anything about Black Friday, you already know. It has become an American tradition. When I was young, when I was a kid, Black Friday wasn't such a huge deal, or it didn't seem like that to me, but maybe it was. But I feel like the more that the internet's popping up, the more that we just kind of progress as a society, it is becoming more and more of a big deal, to the point that you see stories on the internet of people trampling people over in order to get stuff for sale. I mean, people have died in these herds of people because of that, because people want a deal. And that's when it gets to be outrageous. That's when we have to kind of put a halt to this. Like, how important is consumerism and material things? You know, how important is it to where it is more important than a human, when it is more important than someone else's well-being? I mean, people fight. You see fist fights. I mean, go to the internet. I mean, if you haven't seen the videos, which I'm sure they're all over, I'm sure you can go to YouTube, type in Black Friday chaos, and you'll see all the craziness, right? And how do we get to a point as a people, as a society, to say enough is enough when it comes to this psychosis? When it comes to, you know, getting a deal, because it's like a lot of the times you can find a lot of deals online any time of the day. Now, I understand they have really great deals, but a lot of the times it's like one or two things, maybe four things that they place out that is on that for that sale. So those four people that can hurt that can get there, get the good deal, and then everybody else is stuck. So it's like, why do we stress ourselves? And the irony of Black Friday is it comes after Thanksgiving. So, okay, so the day that we're supposed to be grateful and be thankful for all that we have and we love our families, right? And the next day is all about greed. and it's just spending and spending. And the only ones that truly win are the ones that own the companies, the ones that are selling the products. The producers, right? The producers are the ones winning because they just sit back and watch. Sit back and watch people acting a fool out here for things. As y'all see, I'm not really a big Black Friday person. Like, I don't shop Black Friday. I just don't do it because I don't have that much patience when it comes to crowds. And I'm not really a big shopper anyway. Like I said, I like things. I like to have things, but I'm not really a big shopper. when it comes to things. And a lot of times we got to really mind our finances anyway. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to save. Like, I understand Christmas is coming up and you want to give people gifts, but, you know, start early. Start shopping for Christmas gifts early if that's the case. Just so you can avoid that stress. Just so you can avoid that craziness. Now, I'm not knocking people who do go for Black Friday and all that, but I'm just saying it's ridiculous how the mentality of it has begun. Because like I said, when I was young, I guess because my family didn't really do it, you know, we didn't really go out on Black Friday. It wasn't like that. I remember one day when I was like in my 20s and, you know, I used to promote and market an event. It was every Thursday. It was called Model Mayhem. And we had it, we were open on Thanksgiving, and my friend who was a DJ at the time, and he still is a DJ, but he wanted to get something that he saw about Black Friday at Walmart. He was like, hey, do me a favor, I'm DJing right now. He was like, can you run over to the Walmart down the street and just go pick up, like, we didn't know, like, we just thought it was that easy. He was like, go pick up this thing for my daughter. He was like, can you get that for me, or whatever. He said, gave me the money to go grab it. He was like, and he's like, I appreciate it. I'm like, yeah, sure. I was like, shoot, I'm just here anyway. You know, people are just coming into the door. So I went to go to the Walmart down the street. And this is at night. Like, this is at night after Thanksgiving. Everybody's, you know, done. I go down to the Walmart just thinking, just casually, okay, I'm going to walk in. I'm going to go up in there. Let me grab this thing and come on out. And then, boom, it's too easy, right? I go to the Walmart, and I was like, what is going on? The parking lot was packed. And I was like, whoa, what the freak? You know, of course I said the other word. I was like, seriously? I couldn't find a parking space. I was like, I don't even want to do this. So I walk in, people all over the place. I was like, this is crazy. I was like, what the heck is going on? Like, literally, this is my first experience with Black Friday. I was probably like 25. My first experience, I was like, what is going on up in here? It was just a lot of people. I was like, what the heck? So I went to go look. It was an electronic. I forgot what it was. Like something. I forgot what else he wanted to buy her. I go to the guy. I'm like, do you guys have the blah, 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 blah? And he was like, those are gone right away. He was like, we only had only a few of them. I think like 10 or whatever it was. I was like, wow. And I said to myself, hell to the nah. I will never, ever participate in this. I will not participate in this. This is just ridiculous. It's too much. Like, It you know it's too much when people are literally shopping, like when it went from being Black Friday where it opens at regular hours in the morning to, oh, we're gonna open up early, we're gonna actually open on by Thanksgiving night. That's when you know it's crazy. That's when you know it has become such a huge just thing that it just went out of hand. And that's an unfortunate thing about this society, is that it is based on just money, 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 spin. And that's how the world goes around. That's how the money goes around, because you got to cycle it through. But I just want to say, if you're out there and you go shopping and you do that, just be mindful of your money. Be mindful. Have compassion. Don't be one of those people who allow the energy. And if you looked at our last episode, you'll know about, I said, to protect your energy. Don't allow the energy to get you to where you cussing at people, fussing at people, and fighting people, and doing all that extra stuff. Know that there are other ways to get deals. That what the store is offering is not the only deal out into the world. And they do the Cyber Monday too. So they have this whole Cyber Monday thing that's online, which honestly, you can just go to the comfort of your own home. And if you're going to go shopping, I would prefer it that way. I think that is a lot better, you know. But still, you got to be mindful of the money. Don't overspend. Don't go crazy just because you feel it's a deal. Don't get what you don't need. Don't get things that are unnecessary. You know, oh, this is a deal, so let me get 5 of these. Then you got 5 stuff you don't need, you know? So I just want to say, be mindful. Always act in love no matter where you go. I mean, it's something we're all learning. We all got to be better at. I'm not perfect. God damn, I'm truly perfect. I still am working on my own energy. But don't get caught up in the Black Friday. Just know, like I said, like anything that you can find in these stores, you can probably find a much better deal online anyway. So don't stress yourselves. Don't stress others, and continue to live in your gratitude. Do not allow the society to knock you out of your gratitude, because that's kind of what's happening. You know, the day that people want to have that spirit of gratefulness and thankfulness, and then right the next day, they're just knocked out of it, and it's like they forget all about it. So don't allow it to knock you out of that gratitude. Still walk into your gratitude and still practice your gratitude and still be grateful and thankful for what you do have already. And know that it doesn't take, you don't have to have whatever it is that you need to have. But I'm not knocking people that do. But just be safe out there. Know that we love you. And I thank you for tuning in. And I will catch you next week. I'm not going to hold you around too long in case you do want to go get to your shopping. So have a wonderful, beautiful day. And remember, it's still the spirit of gratefulness and being thankful. And if you want to get me anything for, you know, Christmas, if you're out there shopping, just know, save your little money and just make a donation. Just make a little donation to the Cash App. It's the G-I-T-S-T-H-E-G. You can make a donation to the podcast. Keep the podcast going as we continue to spread love and light. Also, sign up for the text messaging service to text at lovefreak, L-O-V-E-F-R-E-Q, to the number 81010. Don't forget the at sign. And get some daily inspiration, motivational messages every morning to your text messaging box just to get your day started and all of that. And I'll be talking to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Frequency, what we love frequently. And my name is Ange, the Love Freak.